This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Paige Thompson will carry it up to center. It's turned over, and Brat's got a breakaway on his own. Settles the puck. Brat against Levi, who makes the stop.
Devin Levi had a very solid game, named the third star for Buffalo in this one. Unfortunately for him, that was in a loss. But that is our save of the game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealers today. Well, it was a 1-1 game and tight until the 7:28 mark of period number three. The Sabres turn it over in their own, at the New Jersey blue line, and away go the Devils. And eventually, it's Hughes finding Cotter for the game winner.
Trying to get it to the slot. Dylan Cousins knocked it down. Devils with a takeaway. Hughes developing a 2-on-1 here to the net. Scores. I believe that's Cotter that gets to the net, and it is. And he gives New Jersey a 2-1 lead with 12:42 to go in the third.
Yeah, Cotter gets the feed from Hughes. Just the Sabres just not getting back in time at all. And that ends up being your game-winning goal. Goal of the game brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. 3-1 the final as we bring you back here to O2 Arena in Prague. Brian Cozio with you. We'll get Paul Hamilton's take here in just one moment. Final stats brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the third were 9-7 New Jersey. It ends up 37-18 in the game. Power plays. There were none in the third. Sabres go 0-2 and don't get a shot on any of the opportunities on the man advantage. The Devils get one there. They go 1-4. In the nets, Jake Allen, the win, 17 saves. Devin Levi, the loss, 34 saves. Your three stars, Devin Levi is star three. Jack Hughes, star two. And Seamus Casey, who got his first NHL goal on the power play, is star number one. The announced attendance today at O2 Arena, a few more than yesterday, 16,722. Again, looked full to my eyes, and the crowd was into it, and a lot of Devils fans in attendance here today. All right, Lindy Ruff's live postgame comments coming up, but let's get Paul Hamilton's take in here. And, Paul, we spoke after two. It was a tie game. The Sabres, all they had to do was win a period, and they at least could have felt good about themselves coming back home, splitting, and getting the win instead. The third does not go their way.
No, it was a turnover fest in the third period. All they did is turn the puck over, and I was actually surprised the shots were close at 9-7. It seemed more like 16-6 of the second period, but they just turned the puck over and turned the puck over and turned the puck over, and they can't be happy with what they witnessed these last two games. They are worse in these two games than they were last year, and that coaching change, they're supposed to be harder to play against. That didn't materialize. You get two in both games, and both these plays could have maybe changed the game around. You have wide open nets and you don't bear down. Yesterday it was Ove Cabell, and then today it's Tuck. Tuck Allen's out of the net, and Tuck hits the post. You can't miss those. You just can't miss wide open nets and you're 2 feet away. You can't miss those. And, at the time, I believe Tuck would have tied the game, if I'm not mistaken. And, yesterday a 2-0 game could have been a 2-1 game. And so they scored two goals in two games. They give the puck away basically the whole time. The power play is in a shambles like it was last year. And there you go, Lindy Ruff. I mean, it's to a point now where, you know, they've made an investment, and we've talked about good young players and good young players. Maybe it's almost start to time to, are they? Are they really? Do they have a good young core? Did they invest in the wrong people? I mean, did they pay all this money in long-term contracts to the wrong people? And, you know, it's something that if this continues, I mean, here you are. We're at October 5th. Only two teams have played in the NHL, and you're already 0-2. You're already in a hole. And, you know, we sit here and talk about at Thanksgiving time for the last 13 years and definitely by Christmas time, oh, they're out of it. I mean, they're not mathematically out of it, but they're out of it. It's over. Well, here you are at October 5th, and nobody else has played, and you're 0-2. Good luck.
Sabres fall 3-1 here, the 0-2 start. Obviously not what they were looking for here as they finish off the Global Series weekend in Prague. The next game will be home Thursday at 7 o'clock. We'll preview that game against L.A. here coming up in just a little bit. But Paul Moore on the power play here, 0-for-2 here. I know no opportunities in the third for us to further discuss, but you know, that is an area that 2 years ago when the Sabres finished just 1 point out of a playoff spot that really aided them in giving them opportunities to be better than their opponents. And even on nights where they didn't have their A game, it still would usually come through with a goal or two. And, you know, through two games here, they haven't really remotely at all looked like they're organized. In fact, I would say for the most part, they can't even get it in the opposition's end without it being an extreme struggle, which shouldn't happen when you have an extra player on the ice.
The other team sets the trap, and they fall into the trap every single time. And they just keep doing it, and nothing changes. And it just, you know, it's very simple. If the Devils want to line up on the blue line, you get it behind them and use your speed to go get the puck. But then you would have to win a battle. And that seems to be challenging at times on the power play. Well, not at times, most of the time. For this group, too, they don't win battles on the power play. So if what do? You either try to skate through four guys. Well, that's not going to work. Or you get it in behind them, put the puck in a place where you can get there first and win a battle. Well, you don't tend to want a battle on the power play. I'm out of options. I don't know what else. Maybe the other team leaves the ice, and you might be able to get the puck in. Short of that, those are your options, and you don't really want to do either one of them. So I just don't know. Maybe you got to totally shuffle the units. I mean, that's one thing they haven't really done. They've kept basically Dahlin and Tuck, and I mean, they flipped Dahlin and Power once, but they've kept Dahlin and Power and Tuck and Thompson and all on their specific units, and maybe flipped one or two guys. Maybe it's time to, you know, flip Cousins and Thompson, you know, and see what happens with that. And just try, you know, something different. But, I don't know what more to tell you. They don't really seem to want to do the two options that are available to them and do them well.
3-1 New Jersey, the final. Paul Hamilton here with me, Brian Colziel, on our postgame show as the Sabres go 0-2 in Prague. As soon as Lindy Ruff steps to the podium in the media room here at O2 Arena, we'll take you there live for his postgame comments. Paul, how about Devin Levi today? For the most part, I thought a very solid effort, maybe the best Saber. When New Jersey put on some pressure, he made some big saves, including some ones that were shorthanded during that power play stint that Buffalo struggled.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Devin Levi, this could have been a lot worse. And I'm just going to bring this up. Don't let me get away from Levi, but just because I'm watching the Thompson goal here and watching three guys go do it, I mean, just go to work. Greenway, Thompson, and Tuck, just go to work. They battled and battled hard and just kept knocking at that puck until it wound up in the net. How come I could probably count on one hand how many times I saw that in two games? That's how you got to play hockey. If you want to go play like that, now you're probably going to be a pretty good team. But you got to get pucks and people to the net, and you got to be able to do that. And you see it so few times that, you know, it's you know, you wind up with one goal in each game because you don't do things like that often. You only do it now and then. And as I said, in two games, I could probably count on one hand how many times they did that. But as far as Levi went, you know, he was facing shorthanded breakaways. You know, the Sabres got really sloppy in the third period with their turnovers. Byram, the shift on the Meyer goal, first of all, it's just like he's oblivious to Bratt blowing right by him. And then Bratt takes the puck around the net, and Byram compounds the play by just letting Meyer go. He doesn't pick him up, and Meyer gets a tap in. You know, so it's just, you know, you make one mistake and you compound it with another, and they just seem mentally to be nowhere. You know, it's just the puck decisions are awful. They're not skating. The Devils are a fast team, but they're not that much faster than the Sabres. The Sabres just weren't moving their feet. They weren't skating. They just let basically the Devils take two games to them, and they, for the most part, not the whole time, but for the most part, sat back and let it happen. And, you know, when the Sabres got opportunities, you know, and they had a lot of shots at the net, but they're missing the net. They're hitting the post. They're having shots blocked. Jake Allen, I don't know if he had a difficult save. I don't remember one if he did. I just don't remember at all a difficult save. Do you remember one?
Well, I know. No, you and I mean, you know, we take notes through the whole game. I'm just scanning here to write down, like, Allen big save or Allen save on somebody that I thought was a good one. I don't have anything. I just saw the replay of that goal you were just talking about with Byram. Brad is just flying around the net, and Byram Paul just kind of stays in the blue paint, and then Meyer's coming down to grab the wraparound who as the puck scoots through, he grabs it, and Byram just kind of had the stick in between, but he didn't go near either player. I don't know if he was just hoping maybe intercept it or not, but it didn't look like a very good opportunity to break that up. Let's go to the Cotter goal. That's the game winner. Paul, a turnover for the Sabres. There was so much late coverage. I don't know if you saw a breakdown there. Samuelson very late getting back, but Hughes feeds Cotter, and then he gets a chance to make all the, you know, some nice moves because there's nobody else there. What'd you see on that game-winning goal from Cotter that put New Jersey up 2-1?
Well, his job is to take the pass away, and, you know, Hughes made the pass a little early and got it over there to Cotter, and then Samuelson's reaction was just to sprawl. Well, they just let him sprawl right by. You saw on the Casey goal, Tuck thought he was going to be able to get there and block the shot, but instead of going towards Casey, he went right by. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that screws up the whole play. So, you know, both times it cost you a goal. Now, on the Casey goal, it looked like Yokiharju screened Levi. I don't think he had a chance on it, but still, you know, it's just because the pass happened early. You know, and Levi was over. I think Samuelson would have been fine if he would have stayed on his feet because Levi had the shooter at that point. But by the time now he sprawls, that allows Cotter to cut towards the middle, and it changes the whole thing.
All right, Paul, I believe Lindy Ruff is going to be coming with us here any second. So we'll stick with you to get one final thought from you after Lindy is done. Okay, here's Lindy Ruff now live here in Prague.
Think of the hit there?
You know, looked at the hit, and obviously you got to kind of rely on the referees and the league to take a look at it. And, you know, you don't know if it's a little late or, you know, they made the call. The call is what it is, and the hit is what it is. I mean, you can't look back now. No update right now. I think diagnosed with the concussion. So, you know, that put us a little thin right off the bat, especially with Benson not being able to play.
Was Benson an injury?
Yeah, Benson had a lower body that last night he dealt with, kind of played through it, and then the situation kind of elevated to where he couldn't play.
Did you feel that with the group that it just took a while for, with JJ being out, different lines, it just took them a while to be able to generate almost anything offensively?
You know, I think the there was a lot of line scrambling going on, obviously with JJ out, and then, you know, Tuck in the box, and throughout the game with you know, almost playing 10 forwards, 11 most of the time. So, but it's stuff you have to deal with. And again, in this league, you know, first of all, when you're in a game where you're a little shorthanded, you have to learn how not to lose. And, you know, the play we made on the second goal is a game that is a play that, you know, from the offensive zone helps you lose a hockey game.
Right side, first row.
Lindy, there was obviously a lot of optimism coming in here. You guys were seemed healthy as well. And you leave, Benson's hurt, Abe Kubel's hurt, Paterka's hurt, and you leave 0-2. Is this hard to sit on, or is the group mature enough, do you believe, that, you know what, they can flush it?
You know, I think we're going to find out more and more about the group. Right? You know, dealing with adversity is something that can make your team a lot stronger. And we're going to deal with some adversity. Obviously, we're not happy. We've had some struggles. We had, you know, some power play units that got changed around with Paterka going out, and we didn't look very good on the power play again. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us, but it's something that you got to take this as a challenge right now.
Over here, standing up.
Mr. Rapp, what is with JJ Paterka? Have a contusion? Is here or in the hospital in Prague?
No, he's here. He's here in the dressing room.
And have a confusion about what is with him?
Confusion about what? About what happened? Concussion.
Concussion.
Concussion, yeah.
Okay.
Any more questions for Coach?
You know, he looked a little nervous. You know, I thought he made some young plays, but I got a lot of respect for, you know, where his game can get to, and he's a good player.
There are no more questions. Thanks for your time, Coach.
Okay, that is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff and the injury news there. Lindy says Paterka has a concussion. Benson unable to play with a lower body injury. And we knew before the game was started that Obe Kubel had a lower body injury. So three injuries here on this trip. Paterka, Benson, Obe Kubel. No points in the standings. And as he also mentioned here, they've got to figure out a way to deal with adversity. He said now they've got struggles, they've got injuries, they've got power play work ahead of them. Says he's got to take it as a challenge. He says, look, they're going to find out about this group. All right, let's get a final thought in here from Paul Hamilton. Well, Paul, that's a list I'm sure Lindy Ruff did not want to have. Injuries, power play struggles, and an 0-2 0 point. Total here, coming home here. That's not the weekend he was hoping for here in Europe.
I would say full hockey struggles. I don't know where they're not struggling. Penalty kill. I know they gave a power play goal, but overall their penalty kill I think is fine. But they're struggling everywhere. And, you know, anything they generate, they don't get to the net. The turnovers are extremely concerning. They're worse than they were last year, and those are just puck decisions, a lot of them. A lot of them are just careless plays, and they just keep multiplying and multiplying, but from players that should know better. I'll repeat again. I think I am convinced that Rasmus Dahlin is playing hurt. He just is not at all himself from what I'm watching. I mean, he was a little better today, but he was awful yesterday, and maybe a little better today, at least in the third period. He tried to get up in the rush a little bit, but he absolutely is not himself. So I can't think of any other explanation other than that he's playing hurt, because you got to remember he got that injury in training camp right off of the first day and then missed quite a bit of training camp. So, you know, he could be playing hurt. There's no question about that. And I just watching him play, I don't even see a shell of Rasmus Dahlin, and I just got to believe he's playing injured.
Well, if that's the case, Paul, then they've got four players to worry about, and a lot more, as you said. All right, well, this team will come back home and then get themselves ready for some home games, including the home opener Thursday night against the LA Kings. We'll have pregame at 6 o'clock Eastern, face-off just after 7 o'clock. And, Paul, before we go here, man, we talked about this in pregame. Like, were we overreacting to feel like this was a must-win? If Thursday's game does not start well, I mean, for opening night in a building, I mean, it's going to feel uncomfortable and I can't believe I'm saying it, on an opening night at home. But it may, if it gets off to a bad start in the first period against LA.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's because one little thing goes wrong, the fans will be on them like they were last year. I mean, once it started and the fans got fed up to the point of no return, I mean, it just took one mistake, and the fans would be all over them. And and then the players declared war on the fans, and, we know how bad it got. So but it's up to the Sabres to win their fans back. And this weekend certainly did not win any fans back, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Paul, thank you so much for your coverage this weekend. I've enjoyed talking with you here from Prague, and I'll see you in person Thursday at KeyBank Center for the home opener.
Yep, hope you guys enjoy the rest of your trip there.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. All right, Paul Hamilton with us here on the postgame. 3-1 New Jersey. Sabres start the season 0-2. Again, yeah, Sabres and Kings coming up 6 o'clock. That's when we'll have the Steve Foley Law pregame show. And then 7 o'clock, Dan and Rob with the call from KeyBank Center. All right, before we go here, let's get a sports update in. It's brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. No other games in the NHL tonight. That is regular season, of course. That'll start on Tuesday. Everything else in the league tonight is preseason. So we'll get to the baseball playoffs. Two games today. The ALDS underway in Cleveland. The Guardians host the Tigers in their series. And then the opening game in the NLDS, the Mets and the Phillies. Those games today. And then, of course, tomorrow, Bills, Texans coverage. Right here on WGR, we'll have coverage starting at 7 in the morning, taking you all the way up to kickoff. And then it'll be Chris Brown, Eric Wood, Sal Capaccio on the call at 1 o'clock. And don't forget, there's a London game tomorrow. Speaking of overseas games here, Jets and Vikings. You get the 9:30 Eastern kickoff there. So Jets and Vikings in the morning, and then off to the Bills and the Texans if you want that game. So, hey, big thanks to everybody here. Not going to put everybody's name out here, but the NHL crew and staff and media relations department for getting us set up here on Radio Row and getting us Bill Daly's interview earlier, and just all the accommodations have been great. So thank you to everybody from the league here for the experience at Prague, which has been really fun. I hope you've enjoyed our coverage here over these last two games. I know Sabre fans hoping for more than just two goals in two games and two losses, but nevertheless, I've enjoyed the experience being here. I look forward to be back at KeyBank Center on Thursday in Buffalo to be a part of our coverage for that game. But I want to thank our crew back in our studios here as we put a wrap on the postgame. Evan DePasquale producing both days. Thank you very much, Evan, for your work. Tom Matty is our engineer. Paul Hamilton, our reporter. Pat Malacaro, our anchor throughout our two games here. Alan Davis, our program director. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. My name is Brian Colziel. Final score again here from Prague, New Jersey 3, Buffalo 1. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you again back in Buffalo on Thursday, Sabres and Kings, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Have a good night here from Prague.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.